So I just figured I would record something to make it so I don't need to use my hands on my iPhone while I'm driving, because I've almost driven off the road once and I forgot to get off at the correct exit on my way to my dude's house. So we'll talk about getting lost, I guess. It sucks. I'm not excited about it at all. Especially because I got off on an exit I'm not familiar with to turn around, and so now I have to figure out how to turn around and how to get back. I could just, you know, look it up on GPS on my phone, but I almost feel like that's the root of the problem, is that I'm so distracted by all the dumb shit that I can't effectively navigate the world on my own. So I'll put a little practice in that respect. The other thing I guess I'll bring up while I talk to myself in my driver's seat is the two video games that I've been playing recently. The first of which is Earth Defense Force 2017, which, if you haven't played it, it's really great. I didn't believe the hype because it was a budget title, basically. It was a $30 game from a studio I've never heard of and a publisher I've also never heard of, and so I figured the likelihood of it being good was zero. I'm not right there. I finally found it at GameStop used. I guess it had been traded in that day. And so I was lucky to find it. It's the only copy I've ever seen there. Anyways, it's a co-op game, local co-op. I would say beers are required, but that's not true. They're only close to required. I think it says it on the back of the box next to the little co-op support box. It says Budweiser circled. Anyways, you're in a city, Japan presumably, given how fucking Japanese the game is, and you shoot a bunch of gigantic bugs. The appeal is that there's 53 levels and I think 6 difficulties, ranging from easy to inferno. And the other thing is that there's 150 weapons that you can unlock by finding them on the various difficulties. And those weapons range from like general assault rifle type shit to C4 mines that you can lay down, to like automatic turrets that take forever to reload. And then there's a bunch of rocket launchers and like homing missiles. And then eventually you get rocket launchers that fire rockets just way too fast to even be reasonable. And then the reload times slow down and all that. So it's basically just upgrades of guns that you find early on in the game. But they get outrageous enough to feel like different weapons. And for the harder difficulties, you absolutely need them, because eventually the giant ants and spiders start taking a lot more firepower than you would anticipate. There's not a whole lot else to say about the game besides I bought it on Sunday, and it's now Friday, and I think that game has just under 40 hours logged into it. The other game that I bought today on an impulse is Sacred 2, which is basically, it's just boiled down to a Diablo 2 clone that's bigger in scope and with less polish from what I've seen so far. It has local co-op also, which is kind of what I've been absolutely into for my whole life. It has loot, which is the most important thing. When you kill a monster, items come out, like getting 777 in Vegas and shit. You're like, yeah, always. The downside is that the items are either automatically picked up as soon as you step on them, or they're just laying on the ground and you don't know what they are until you pick them up. This would be fine if I was just playing the game by myself, but since I'm playing it with Mike, at least thus far, you'd think once you pick up an item that only the other person can use, you could either trade with them or just drop it on the ground and they could get it. No, you can't do any of that. There's no way. You can't sell it to a merchant. It doesn't list in the merchant's list so the other person can buy it for, you know, an astronomical markup. You can't drop it on the ground. You can't trade it. There's no shared stash. Nothing. There's no way to get the items that, again, you don't know what they are until you pick them up, to the other player. It's basically a game-breaking situation at this point. I went to the company's forums and stuff, and it looks like they're working on a patch for it. We'll see if that's, you know, actually true or not in the coming weeks, but it better be.